Dear friends, when I lived in Liverpool in the 80s, Bishop David Shepherd was serving as bishop and he drew our attention to Jesus's bias to the poor. I think this is something we need to reflect on more, especially in this time of the cost of living crisis. Jesus spent his time with the wealthy and powerful, but even more so with the outcasts, such as lepers and tax collectors, and even more so with the everyday people who simply wanted to have a home and raise a family, who came to listen to him to find hope. The last 40 years of our economy of neoliberalism has meant that the free market and need for constant economic growth has enabled the richest 1% to become ludicrously rich compared to the rest of us. In 2020, the wealthiest 10% of households in Great Britain held 43% of all the wealth. In comparison, the bottom 50% held only 9%. I wonder how Jesus would respond to this gap between the richest and the poorest. The top percent also gain more income that is unearned from rent on assets and financial instrument investment than they do by earning from producing something that has a use value, such as caring or a lesson or food. At the same time, many of us think if it is earned, they must deserve it. Jesus turns this understanding of global household provision on its head. Jesus says we're to have compassion and provide for all as loved children of God, not in terms of do-goody charity, although that might be needed, but in terms of how we live together in community across the globe. For God is a God of compassion and justice. So we could fund the Great Britain National Health Service from a wealth tax. We could change our relationship to land so that instead of people having land as an asset they can make unearned income from, they pay rent into a common fund for the good of all, say health and education provision. There is enough provided by God for all to have a reasonable standard of living. And Jesus calls us to care for one another as loved children of God. Not that we can be equal, but that all can be provided for. So I think Jesus would want us to challenge politicians, media and the wealthy who want to present the poor as scroungers and skivers and work towards a more just economy that both protects the poor and the earth. Now what this might look like needs a lot of discussion, but there are better ways than currently that are more Christ-like. Charity is putting a sticking plaster on a wound. Changing the system so that all are treated as loved children of God is working for justice and will bring fuller healing to our broken world. The need to do this brought Jesus to the cross, but through that came new life and healing.